Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Knicks are two games away from closing out the Sixers and moving on to the second round of the postseason. Now, you can credit a lot of people for this success, but Tom Thibodeau deserves a lot of praise and recognition. He has coached this Knicks team extremely well this season. However, The Athletic recently ran a players poll where they asked a number of NBA players a series of questions. And one of those questions were, which NBA coach would you least like to play for? And unfortunately for Knicks fans, the voted coach was head coach of the Knicks, Tom Thibodeau. We're going to break down exactly what this poll revealed, and in my opinion, why it does not make sense to say these things about Tom Thibodeau moving forward. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Tom Thibodeau is voted as a coach players prefer not to play for. As a Knicks fan, this is the last thing you want to see because we all know the Knicks plan on making a major trade this offseason. If they want to do that, they have to remain an attractive destination. The way to do that is to go very far in the postseason and also to create stars. The Knicks have done both of those things. However, you also need to have a destination that players want to go to and have a coach that players want to play for. But if you're looking at the Athletic's recent poll that they ran with a number of NBA players, Tom Thibodeau is not the coach that players want to play for. Let's go ahead and break down these reports and let you know exactly what they reveal. Shout out to Sam Amick of The Athletic for giving us the following information. The annual and anonymous NBA player poll is here. A whopping 142 players took part, nearly a third of the league. Their true thoughts on MVP, GOAT, best defender, most overrated, underrated, coaches, referees, even the commissioner, and much more is found in this latest article. I want to be sure to mention that all NBA teams across the association was represented properly with the 142 players that participated in the poll. Let's go ahead and continue and see exactly what these players voted on. Now, obviously, we're not going to go into each and every category voted on by the players, but we're going to go into the most important ones that pertain to the Knicks, starting with the following question. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you most want to play for? Out of the 142 players that could have voted, 133 players opted to vote on this question, and they chose the Miami Heat's Eric Spoelstra as the coach that they would like to play for. He received 20.3% of the votes. And then after him, you had the Spurs' Greg Popovich. He received 18.8% of the votes. After him, it was Steve Kerr, then Ty Lue, Michael Malone, Doc Rivers, Chauncey Billups, and then Mark Dagonoff. All the other coaches that you see either didn't receive a vote, or if they did receive a vote, it wasn't enough to create a percentage point. I'm not shocked or surprised by this at all. First of all, give credit where credit is due. Eric Spoelstra is a championship level coach. Players oftentimes want to play for championship level coaches, so you got to give him credit there. I can understand that. But it's also, he's in Miami, Heat culture, South Beach, the platform and the opportunities that playing in Miami gives you. Of course you're going to want to play there as a player. Most free agents, if you ask them, or most disgruntled stars, if they have to create a list of possible destinations they want to go to, Miami is always at the top of their list. There's a reason for that. Players want to play for Spoelstra and players want to play in Miami. So the Heat have a lot of things going for them. Greg Popovich, it's an obvious championship level coach. Steve Kerr after him, again, obvious championship level coach. You're finding a little bit of a pattern here, right? If you're a championship level coach, players are going to want to play for you and go where you are. So clearly, this list is not a surprise to anybody who knows basketball and has been following the league for the last few seasons. Another thing to keep in mind here is how split the voting is. It's not exactly split, but it's not exactly one-sided either. You got a lot of votes for Spoelstra, a lot of votes for Popovich. You got some for Kerr, some for Lou. So clearly, it's not one-sided. Keep that in mind as we move on to this next question. Now, this is the question that Knicks fans are definitely going to want to pay attention to. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you least want to play for? 77 votes were cast on this one. So out of 142 players that could have voted on this one, only 77 voted. We have to keep that in mind because it affects the percentages. However, even with that in mind, it's a landslide. Tom Thibodeau was voted as the coach, aside from your own, you would least want to play for. 46.8% of the votes he received. After him, it was Doc Rivers at 9.1%. Then you had Monty Williams, Darvin Ham, Nick Nurse, Greg Popovich, Steve Clifford, JB Bickerstaff, and then all the other coaches on the list either didn't receive enough votes to create a percentage point or didn't receive a vote at all. Once again, I am not shocked or surprised by this. Why? Because they've done this poll a few times now, and each and every single time they've done it, one person has won, Tom Thibodeau. So it was no surprise to see him win again. However, the percentages.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking at the percentages again, that is alarming and shocking to me because he's winning this in a landslide, if you want to consider winning this something, but he's winning this particular question by 46.8%. The next person in Doc Rivers only has 9.1%. That is a crazy difference. That means a number of players automatically just vote Tom Thibodeau as the coach they don't want to play for. And there's a real good reason for that. If you take a look back just at history, because by the way, that's what this is based on, history. Not today, but history. Based off of Tom Thibodeau and his history, the history would suggest that he plays his players into the ground, they always practice, and no matter what, there are no breaks. You always have to play high-level intense basketball, whether it's in practice, whether it's during a regular season game, whether the games matter or not, it does not matter. Under head coach Tom Thibodeau, that's what you have to do. At least that's the narrative under head coach Tom Thibodeau. There are no days off, things like that. When taking all of those things into account, it becomes very clear to see why players would vote for Tom Thibodeau as a coach they would prefer not to play for. However, let's go ahead and see exactly what they stated in their comments in the actual article from The Athletic. One player stated, according to The Athletic, "I'm too old for those practices." Another stated, "He's playing everyone 48 minutes." And according to The Athletic, that's not quite accurate. According to NBA figures, four Knicks players racked in the top 50 in minutes per game this season. Julius Randle, 15th at 35.4 per game. Jalen Brunson, 16th at 35.4 per game. Ananobi, 35th at 34 per game. And Josh Hart, 50th at 33.4 per game. Shout out to The Athletic for giving us the following information and letting us know what players are saying about Thibs and why they don't want to play for him. First of all, the 48-minute thing, it doesn't happen all the time. It's only certain players. And when it does happen, it's because we're trying to win a game. You know what you're supposed to do in the league. And sometimes you have to prepare for that. You have to practice for that. But here's the thing. Even though they mentioned they're too old to practice and things like that, Josh Hart mentioned early on in this season that Tom Thibodeau does not make them practice like that. In fact, they don't practice like that at all. Sometimes they do, of course they do, especially for the postseason. They probably locked in and did a lot of practice. But during the regular season, they were afforded a lot of breaks. And the reason for that was they earned it through their play. They earned it because they were winning games and looking like a phenomenal team. When you do that, you earn yourself some off days. And that's exactly what happened with this Knicks team. So that narrative that Tom Thibodeau burns his players into the ground, clearly not true given the minutes breakdown, and also the narrative that you don't get any off days under Tom Thibodeau, clearly not true either if we go back to Josh Hart's comments. So all of these reasons why players don't want to play for Tom Thibodeau, maybe they used to be reasons in the past, a few years ago, but now they're no longer reasons. Tom Thibodeau has adapted. He's changed. Now, clearly, it took him a long while to do so, but he's done so. And you can see it with the players on the roster, how he treats them, how he talks to them, how he coaches them. It's clear from start to finish, Tom Thibodeau is a much different coach today than he was 5 or 10 years ago. And we all have to recognize that and start talking about that, because the narrative that he does all of these bad things to players is just not true. You want to know how I know that? Because players who currently play for him right now are openly speaking out about it, including, you guessed it, Josh Hart. So on a post that stated, voted as current coach you'd least want to play for 3 different times. And clearly you see Tom Thibodeau's picture right there. Josh Hart commented on it and he stated, man, these dudes soft. And Kendrick Perkins, the quote-unquote governor of New York, who also played for Tom Thibodeau when he was an assistant for the Boston Celtics, he had the following to say about that poll. And another thing, before I move on, all those soft-ass players that said they wouldn't want to play for Thibs, guess what? Thibs don't want to coach y'all cupcake asses either. Carry on. Players on this team have spoken out and have stated openly that they respect Thibs, they love him, that they would run through a wall for Thibs. They want to protect him and make sure no unnecessary hate is going toward him. When you have a team that's backing you like that, protecting you like that, and making sure they look after you, you cannot have players willing to do that and openly speak about doing that for you if you have not created some type of trust and bond with that player. And as a coach and a player, that's all you can hope for. Creating that bond that you can trust and always rely on. It's clear Tom Thibodeau has created that with each and every player on this roster. He's also created an identity with this team and changed the culture of the New York Knicks organization. Not many people can walk in here and say they've done that, but Tom Thibodeau can hold his head high because he has absolutely done that for this team. Tom Thibodeau deserves to be respected. He deserves to be praised. And he deserves all of the admiration from the NBA for doing what he's done this season with this Knicks team. With all of the injuries, all of his star players either out, dealing with some type of nagging injuries, minutes restrictions, whatever the obstacle, Tom Thibodeau had to deal with it, but he did it in stride. And because of that, I think he deserves not only more praise, but more credit, and also to be seen in a different light. Do not try to derail what the New York Knicks are looking to build with these type of articles. I'm not saying they did it purposely, but clearly when you ask a question like this, you're going to have to live with these results. And having to hear that the New York Knicks head coach and Tom Thibodeau is a coach that players do not want to play for is not a great narrative moving forward into the offseason. But hopefully the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau can change everybody's mind with a strong postseason run, and they're well on their way for doing so. And they're 2 games away from moving on to the second round, and I can't wait to see that. But what about you guys? What do you think about this players poll revealing that players prefer not to play for head coach Tom Thibodeau? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.